sounds of every kind.
An ear full of music.
A little something extra.
An arm full of you.
Let me show you a few things.
You might have this.
Turn the radio up.
To the earful.
Interpreter in the house, Ty. Somebody's got to tell me what these broads are saying.
Some sort of sexy Portuguese action, man.
Ooh, good lord,
she's probably
son.
Raised in hell wherever she is.
Ooh. Hey, y'all.
Hey.
Hello,
we're doing
friends.
This thing.
We're doing it again.
We're back.
Again.
One more time.
Yeah. Wow. We are here again. And what are we calling this one, Ty?
Chronicle 6.
Ooh. That has a really epic tone to it. That's even more epic than Tome, which was, I believe, our third installment. But if this is your first ever time tuning in to this crazy concoction of bonus content, this is The Earful.
Welcome.
And basically, it's a offshoot show of Ono Radio Show.
Bonus.
I am Tom Barilli, here with my buddy...
I am Ty Witcher.
Tall Ty.
The Tall Tie.
And we get together on a weekly basis. We throw all of our favorite songs in a big pot, and we count them down, and we talk about them, and we call it The Earful. And that's what you're listening to.
Just let it simmer. Let it fill your ears up, just like that steam coming off the pot. It's, you know, it's nice.
Just waft it in. But yeah, we've been doing this now for, this marks our sixth episode, but we got six in the can, which is kind of cool.
Feels good, right?
It does feel good, and I think we're getting a good rhythm with it. Ty and I were joking the other day about how we're actually getting ahead of ourselves. We're getting actual playlists for future Earful episodes. So
you hear a song, you got to throw it in the playlist.
Yeah, and it's going to keep going, and we love all the listener feedback, and we tell everybody too, hey, if you think we should be listening to somebody in particular, throw them at us.
Tell us. We'd love to listen.
Our ears are wide open.
We do homework.
No pun intended. But we have an awesome Earful episode for you today. I think I was very particularly excited with all the tunes that Ty threw me this week.
Damn.
Major compliments to Ty. I think he came up with a rockin' playlist.
Thanks, man. I'm excited to see what you got.
And
starting it off with Zuko, though.
Yeah, man. Got to throw them in. That was a Zuko 103. It's a little rare little treat there. But I enjoyed this track, Ty. I'm glad you threw this on the roster.
I'm happy that LCD is coming back. I mean, who knows if it was all a sham or some big setup to sell more shit.
Yeah.
I don't know. But I do love James Murphy. I can't help it.
Yeah, man. Great pick. I mean, I feel like I have a soft spot in my heart for LCD Sound System for sure. You know, James Murphy's just, he's been a big part of the scene. I mean, I think he came up on the actual last episode of The Earful, maybe, or
did he?
One or two ago,
did
when I think you had his, what is it?
Oh, yeah, I had Speed King.
Right, you know,
and
it's funny. I feel like he's been around the ether of The Earful lately, but this is a good track by LCD, definitely teasing their upcoming album, which I'm not really sure when that's supposed to drop.
They haven't told us. It'll be a big surprise when it does.
So it's all veiled in secrecy for the time being.
This song's kind of classic fashion of theirs. It jams out just like you hear this for like a good 6 minutes, but it's still soulful. And it's still, I don't know, but it is a teaser, man.
Okay,
it's
probably
a
taste of what's to come.
Teaser.
And
Yeah, man, I had fun. They just released this about a week ago with one other track.
I didn't listen to the other track. What
other
were your thoughts on that?
Also good. I like the other one a lot, too.
Yeah. Really?
I'll throw it at you later.
Yeah, man, it should be interesting. You know, it's funny because I can remember years ago when they more or less kind of said, hey, we're breaking up. And yeah. It was kind of sad to see him go. But there was a definite feeling, I think, even then, like, oh, he can't stay away from it that long.
How could he?
How could he, man? You were on top of the world, man. You were like, doing things right. They were a legit act. LCD was, like, a legit touring
act. One of my favorite ever concerts I've ever been to was seeing them and Hot Chip in Milwaukee.
Oh, wow.
And I took my sister.
No shit.
She was like just turning 18.
Oh, wow. What a great gift for her, man. That's like talk about a birthday gift you're never going to forget.
That was an ultimate dance off. That was such a great night. And I'll always have a soft spot too. All right, moving on.
Moving on, my man. All right. This is one of my first picks was electronic band called Phantoms. You sent me the tone, I saw it.
You push me away, I want it now. I don't think I've listened to Phantoms before.
No, I had never heard of Phantoms. They kind of dropped in my lap. They're a Los Angeles-based electronic dance music duo. Obviously, as you can hear.
I gotta say, you might hear it on the earful, but I like stuff that makes you dance, but still makes you think a little.
Okay.
It's musically complex, but this is...
I'm a sucker for a good music bed, and I think they nail that. You know, they definitely got a pretty driving beat, and it's a formula you've seen done a lot, but it's refreshing. It's a good single for them. I'm not really sure. I didn't really get into the rest of their albums or discography.
Yeah.
Not really sure how in-depth they are, but give them a listen. Get up and shake that booty.
Hell yeah, that'll be some of my homework right there.
Booty shaking commences now. And then obviously Ty's next pick just rolls continually into booty shaking. And this is very fitting, I think, for the upcoming season we're falling full head into right now.
These are actually a local act. Chakra Khan is offshoot of Soliloquist of Sound. And,
oh, I didn't know that.
It's Da Vinci who does all the beats and what have you. And I love you to death. I wish I could say her name right now, but she's got a fantastic voice. They're putting out
a new album
actually in about a week.
And these are all members of Soliloquist of Sound, or
it's two people, and yeah, they're both members.
That's awesome, man. So have you seen them live?
I have, yeah. I saw them do their release when their first album came out. They're about to have a second album come out. They're actually really talented. It's put together really well.
And so is it a good live show as well?
Yeah, definitely. They opened for, that band that I shot photography for a little while back, Thievery Corporation.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah,
dude,
that was
a great
show.
Thievery Corporation.
But the Summertime song was a good
band. I love this little breakdown here. It's so sick. It's very, it's almost like it's very throwbacky, like beach psychedelic kind of thing out for
it.
Love it.
Yeah.
Makes you want to go to the beach, so go to the goddamn beach right now. Pack up your car. Hell, you'll be there in 45 minutes. If it's nighttime, actually halt from doing that. It's a bad idea. It's nothing fun happens at night at the beach. All right, this was Sir Sly. The track is High.
Uh-oh.
Ingenious there. But Sir Sly is an American indie pop band formed in Los Angeles.
Los Angeles.
But yeah, it's not bad.
Man, we could all be getting down all night. Jam Central.
Yeah.
Tasty,
yeah, it's not bad, man. I mean, it's I'm not really sure what the rest of the discography's like, but you know,
an album.
Yeah, it's basically this.
I mean,
the tracks kind of move in and out. You know, there's different feels, but yeah, he's a pretty decent lyricist, and I guess he does all the different instruments that's what they're played. He's triple threat.
Sounds rad. Man. It's all positive. It's all love.
And Ty's pick. I really dug this track, Ty. And it's funny because I had heard them, like, before you sent me the track, I had listened to the album, but this was probably the best track,
I think.
You did
listen to the album.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah.
Who dis, Ty? This is Forest Swords.
Forest Swords.
Forest Swords.
Sounds like forced swords. Like they've been forced on you, but it's actually like forest with forest. Like trees and shit.
They just put this album out too, I think a couple weeks ago, and the track's called Raw Language off
awesome.
Compassion.
So driving.
But it is a tasty, they're an English music producer, and Matthew Barnes is the other artist.
Dope.
Yeah, he's, their other album was pretty rad too.
Didn't catch that.
You didn't listen
no,
to
No, I only listened
one?
To this one that this is on. Which I is what, what's the album is?
Compassion.
Compassion. Yeah. It's cool, man. It's like I am a sucker for just like good music producers, like just good, well produced stuff. Everything. I mean, you're gonna feel taste of that, I think, in the earful. I think we both kind of guiltily
got
fall on that
appreciation.
A lot. I appreciate that kind of stuff. You know, this is dope. I love the samples.
That bass though.
So good. I know. Turn this bass up. Awesome. Good pick, Ty.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, this is just straight up rock, man. English rock. This is Royal Blood. The track is Lights Out. This is off How Did We Get So Dark. I think this actually just dropped last month. It's not bad. They're definitely English rock duo.
I've jammed that before.
Have you heard
previous
them before?
Albums, yeah.
Oh, cool. Never heard of them. They say they're steeped in blues rock, hard rock, stoner, and psychedelic
stoner
rock.
Stoner psych stuff, man. I get deep in that.
I like the chorus, man. That caught me. It just gets loud enough, you know? It gets angry enough. It gets stony rock enough. Yeah, but that's not bad, man. I kind of dig on that. We were joking. We were talking on the podcast, the Ono Radio Show last week. We were always laughing about how there's certain types of songs. There's Thai kinds of songs.
Yeah.
This is definitely an Owen kind of song. Because it's definitely
Owen
got that Brit rock,
sure.
Man, which I feel like Owen's a sucker for. This might be an Owen track. I'm sure he'll get back to us and let us know.
I've got a few Owen tracks.
Yeah?
I'm saving for
later. Are you saving them for other earfuls?
Going to give him a little Owen episode.
But yeah, if you guys like doing this and tuning in and listening to all this stuff that we're throwing up at you, we do hope that you reciprocate it back to the artists and you check them out. Whatever service you're using, whether it's Amazon, iTunes, Google Music, there's so many different ways to ingest music from artists, but
so
get out there and give them your love and seek out their stuff, and it's out there, and that's how I think we're sampling a lot of music that way and enjoying it and giving you little samples of what you can go out and just really tip of the iceberg, honestly.
Absolutely. And then you go down a path, you have different experiences with that music, and it all ties together. You buy some merch.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Go to the show. I don't know,
you gotta merch it up. Oh, Ty, loved this next track. Definitely a Closet Waves fan.
Closet Waves fan?
No, I'm just kidding. I wear it proudly. Great track,
Ty. I'm actually kind of a Closet fan, too. But the track is great.
Yeah, I dig the track.
This is pre-release, actually. The album's coming out sometime soon.
Oh, okay.
But Waves is an American rock band.
America!
San Diego, California.
They know how to rock in San Diego.
You know, whales' vaginas and stuff. It's rock on. But they have one or two other albums. No.
At least two that I know of.
Yeah.
Yeah, at least.
And I remember, like, there's songs you really love.
They're really catchy. They're just like catchy indie rock, man. Yeah. Like it's just they all have that kind of get up and go spirit. I like that.
The chorus on this track too, right?
Oh yeah. Yeah, I feel like if you go back and get on that Waves train, you know, they have some good, you know, the other two albums were pretty decent, man. I remember having those and playing those for a while.
That's Waves with two Vs. Two Vs.
Not to be confused with the Waves with one V. We be doing none of that. But yeah, you should get on that Waves action, yo. Dude, I really dug this track. Slow burn until it gets to, like, the real, like, of it. But really dug this track. I thought it was, like, the simplicity of it, but the woman that's singing on it is just fantastic.
As you can hear,
it's a soft one. This is Wilma Archer, Like a Hunger, featuring Amber Mark, and it's a single off, I guess, an upcoming thing. Oh, it just picks up. Any minute now, sorry guys.
Want to hear that soul?
It's gonna get there. Just wait for it.
Want that soul? Oh.
The lyrics and the singing make this song, though. Like, it's got a solid beat that it gets going here, but then the vocalist Amber Mark, she jumps in, and it's just great. It's a soulful pop tune. This one makes you want to dance.
I'm dancing.
We are. We're over here dancing.
Sorry about talking. I'm dancing.
When there's moments of kind of quiet on the Earful, it's because Ty and I are actually over here like inflatable tube men dancing, trying not to knock over our shit. But yeah, get on that, man. I'm not really sure what the album's going to be like, but that's an exciting single off of it.
I dig.
Ooh, diggy, diggy. And I like this pick, Ty.
Yeah, man. I didn't really know about this. I went back and did a little more research after finding
it. I like this group.
So you knew about that last? Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
This is Perfume Genius off new album it just put out called No Shape, and the track is Slip Away. But it's like experimental.
It's super smooth
pop.
It's chamber pop.
Definitely.
In a lot of ways. It's
pop I can dig, though. I like
all the texture. Definitely. I can wrap my head around
the
this.
The song structure is... Yeah. Turn that shit back up.
and their harmonies are so unlocked too.
From Seattle. I didn't know that, but
yeah, I'm seeing it's just one guy. It's Mike Hadrius. Alright, Mike.
Way to
liking
be.
Your shit, man. Yeah, I remember hearing that, hearing this group a while ago, and then when I saw this was out, I was like, oh, cool. I didn't realize they had put out another album.
Also just dropped.
Mm.
That's like a couple of last week.
You get all the news. You get all that new flavor.
I'm doing old stuff too, man.
Yeah. I feel like we move in and out of it on the Earful. I feel like we're pulling from our private stock of stuff that we've had for years and years in our own collections. And then obviously we're like everybody else. We're kind of thumbing through the music services.
Can I ask
and
you a funny question on air?
There is
did
no
you,
funny question.
Did you turn me on to Vinnie Who?
I can't remember. Maybe. I think I did,
you
actually.
You listen to Vinnie Who?
Yes.
that disco album, man.
Right, right. No, now I know what you're talking about. Right, yes, right. I did. Yes. And you love
it. That's coming back up.
Oh, nice.
Earful's got to have some Vinny.
We need that Vinny.
Ooh.
All right. Moving on. I don't know. This track just kind of, it did it for me. It was good. Alexandra Savior. Savior. You got your villain's car. Got a good voice. You got your sleeves rolled up. This track was called Frankie off Belladonna of Sadness, which I guess was released this year. But Alexandra Savior, American singer-songwriter from Portland, Oregon.
Yeah, man. We had that northwest corner right here.
Yeah.
Definitely tasty. It's so fun to just fall upon this stuff too, you know, like,
Well, let me ask you, like, for you, when do you know, like, it's worthy? Like, when you're listening to a song, are you just like, save to library? Like, is there that instinct moment where you're like, if it just gets you moving, like, what's the tyrometer?
Usually I can tell in about 30 seconds.
Oh, wow.
I'll give it
That's
time.
Good. Yeah, me too. I always kind of feel it out for at least a minute.
You have to let it marinate.
Yeah, because some songs, it's not immediately.
That's quick.
You gotta take the ride, you know, with some songs, and I get that.
I'm an album listener, though. I like
me
to
too.
Listen to full albums.
Yeah, because that's an experience unto itself, you know?
And after that, that's the tough part, is what qualifies as
the
track.
Exactly.
But I'll skip through if it doesn't really catch me or grab me, or I hear the cheese just floating on it, I'll get rid of it right away.
But you're from Wisconsin. I thought you loved cheese.
I do love cheese, but it can't be.
This was not cheese, Ty. This was pretty. This was silky smooth. This was some brie. If it were a cheese, this track's a brie.
I like the slow track. Mac DeMarco, he's a pretty interesting songwriter these days. You know,
yeah,
he's
dude.
A little zany, a little wild.
Yeah.
Never know really what to expect, but this slow jam really kind of caught me off guard. I was like, all right, Mac DeMarco, take me there.
If you're next to somebody, hold them close. Tell them you love them. And listen to more episodes of The Earful.
Please. This track is called One More Love Song.
Yeah.
Off This Old Dog, just also came out, I think, last week.
Yeah, I like it, man. I don't really know much about him. Apparently he's Canadian, too. You know, those Canadians, they hold it down.
Hey.
Ooh.
You never got down on Mac before?
No, never. Okay. I'm going to get down on him now.
It's not all amazing, but
musically.
I'll send you a couple. Yeah, man.
Ooh.
This album is tasty, though, too. You should all jam it.
Oh, that's tasty, Ty. Ah, love it, dude. That's really good. Like, I could just... That's some dinner eating music. That's a little bit of everything. That's dinner music.
We could have sex after dinner, lady.
There's definitely some sex coming after a dinner that listens to this track.
Let's get
for
watched.
Sure. Wow, and like that, we're on the 12th track of this episode of The Earful, man. God, it just always
That's
goes like
12.
That, baby. We're at 12.
Sanity.
I like this group, man. I kind of randomly found these guys called Hoops. H-O-O-P-S.
Shoots and Hoops.
Track's called Benjals off album Routines. But, yeah, man, I just dug the kind of... power pop shit this has going on for it.
It's got a little Edie sheen of it too.
Yeah, that dirty guitar. Yeah, it's cool, man. Apparently they're an Indiana band. Way to go, Indiana. This is what people in Indiana are doing.
Got something going for you.
Yeah.
Besides corn and...
Hey, that's just pretty rocking. Rocking those fucking old beatdown barns. Oh.
Teenage Benjamin.
Oops.
Who's
I got them
Auschermann.
Son.
I wonder who that dude is. Who's frontman Drew Auschermann? He's just the frontman for the band.
Yeah, he's apparently the frontman
gotcha.
For Hoops.
Andrew Auscher.
He's one of the hoop. He makes. He's a hoop that makes up hoops. well, guess what, Ty? We spoke about it privately, as Ty and I sometimes do, about what we wanted to do on
the most recent
episode, which happens to be this episode, talked about changing up our segments. And you know what we did, folks? We did just that. So we're going to bring in this new segment.
Under the covers.
Under the covers.
Yeah. That's right. Who did it better?
Oh, okay.
Tom,
and now this music's going to come on, but it wasn't supposed to, but it works perfectly. So basically, Under the Covers is a new segment that we've created. Our sponsors were very demanding. They were kind of getting pushy. They said, listen, you guys got to figure out something new. The whole That's My Jam is just not going to work every episode.
Can't do it every
so,
time.
So this is basically what we do in this segment is we just take the original performer of that track. We pit them against the person that's covering the track. And I feel like that could change as we go on with the Covers segment. I think like we could do, different artists covering
details.
Things.
Right.
But I do like this little brain baby. And what do we got for this first go-around, Ty, for Under the Covers?
Are we going with mine first?
Go with yours first. Do it.
So which track do we decide on? Are we doing the one I had or the one you had? Because I like them both.
Let's go with the one that you had, Ty.
All right. So this is going to be Franz Ferdinand covering LCD on that All My Friends. And it just happens to tie into our overzealous LCD plugin lately. But I really like this version, by the way.
Huh. Okay. I do dig this. So this is their cover of the LCD
song. This is Franz
song.
Doing LCD, yeah.
All right, Franz. Yeah, they're driving it like he is. I like that.
They rock it out a little bit.
Oh. Let's hear him sing it. Come on.
It always takes a minute to get there. You can
they're
skip ahead
but,
if
but
you
they're,
like.
But they're definitely captivating. Yeah. Oh.
I dig the flavor, man. We go back to your
house. Okay, so that's a little bit of column A. And now there's column B, which is the OG.
The O-jizzle.
Which is pretty badass.
Yeah.
But, okay, now I'm listening to this after listening to Franz Ferdinand. I'll give Franz Ferdinand that. It's mad cred for kind of getting this, you know, in their own way.
Yeah, yeah.
They didn't go all piano on it in the beginning.
It feels like a Franz Ferdinand song, the way they play it. Like, they play it totally their way.
Ugh. And then you're into it, man. I don't know, man. This is a tough track because this is one of those tracks that definitely, I think, really blew up LCD Sound System. It's a really big track for them. But an amazing homage by Franz Ferdinand to LCD Sound System. I don't know, man. Who do you give it to?
I'll say this. I give Franz lots of credit. And they kind of end the song a little open and rock and roll and
right.
a little different, you know. But it's kind of like on our Ono radio show, Potato Always Wins. LCD Always Wins.
Okay. All right. I think that's a fair assessment. I'd say in that instance, I would totally... I would definitely give it to them. All right. And so in the instance of Under the Covers, I found actually an LCD cover... that it seems like it's a LCD cover of a Franz Ferdinand song.
Which is also pretty fucking awesome.
So
this is your pick too? Yeah, I love it!
This is kind of weird. So here is Franz Ferdinand's, this is their track, Live Alone.
This is like a versus. It's like versus an Inception.
Okay, so you know, this is pretty rad. And this is good.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and they kind of get it going on. Oh, yeah, very Franz Ferdinand-y. Very Franz Ferdinand. Okay, so there's like that little taste, but then you know, all of a sudden James Murphy comes along and he does this version of it.
Oh, it sounds weird and sexy already.
Oh yeah. He like slows it down and shit.
Give it to me.
So a very different take on it, but I like it. It's very James Murphy.
I wonder if it's the band playing. It's him.
Yeah, and then he sings. Sounds great.
Man, that's fucking cool. That's fucking cool to hear that version.
Man, I gotta say, in this instance between this track, I want to say I almost go still with LCD Sound
LCD
System.
LCD Sound System always wins. I'm sorry. It's potato.
All right. Well, but I think that's pretty fair, man. I mean, if, you know, maybe they are. They are our potato. They always crush it. But yeah, man, so that was our new... Our new
under
segment.
The covers.
Dude.
Under. All right. Under the covers. So under the covers is basically going to be, that's going to be our subbing in for That's My Jam.
Under the covers.
I mean, I think Ty's butterscotch voice can get piped into that as well. But that's pretty much it, man. That literally brings us to the tail end, the very end of.
We made it through.
Of the Earful, man.
I hope
what was this one called
again?
I forgot.
The Chronicles 6.
Yes, the Earful Chronicles 6. We went through 12 pretty cool tracks, a lot of diverse, different stuff in there. We always do the usual drill. We post these up, and in the descriptions, we list all the artists and the albums and tracks, et cetera, et cetera. All the
playlist.
Little bits of nuggets of knowledge we talked about. And we got to do the plug, man. We Ty and I decided we got to start doing plugs. So we're gonna do plugs at the end. Of every show. All right, so we're gonna wind it up with plugs. So basically, we're part of Ono Radio Show, peeps. That's www.onoradioshow.com.
We're live every Thursday night at 8:30. That's on www.mixlr.com. That's mixlr.com/Ono Radio Show.
And you can find us on Twitter, The Real ONRS. Search for us all over the Facebooks. Just type in The Real ONRS, or I think it's just ONRS or Ono Radio
Show.
Ono
Radio Show on Facebook.
And you're going to be able to pull up all that greatness. But we're everywhere, folks. We're constantly making bonus content. That's kind of a mission we've set forth to do here in our little network of podcast greatness.
Indeed. And we're having fun doing it.
We're having a ton of fun. This has been a lot of fun to do. Another thing to mention is every time we do one of these episodes, we put our Spotify playlist up. So you can actually search for Ono Radio Show on Spotify, find our playlist there, basically listed by episode. And you should check out some of the other awesome stuff on Ono Radio Show Network. We got Ono Wrestling. We got the Ono Showcase every month, which is a cool in-studio live performance thing. Nobody Cares Go Harder is a new cousin of the Ono Radio Show with our buddy Duncan.
Yeah, yeah.
And I guess we should also drop our special event, Ty. What
we're
do we got
doing
going
a thing.
On? What's our thing, man?
So we're doing the perfect episode, the 300th episode, the perfect game. We're doing, oh my God, am I messing this up?
No, you got it. It is. It's the perfect game. It's our ONRS 300th episode. We decided to do it bowling style.
Because it's perfect.
Well, we're hoping it's going to be perfect, but it should be a pretty fun event. June 16th is the date for that. It's going to be over at Colonial Lanes. There's going to be a lot more information, you know, times, other information. And that's really, I think there's an event page up on the Facebook. So just
already,
go up on Facebook. It should be either in our group Ono Radio Show. It basically is posted up in any place Ono Radio Show on Facebook.
And it's going to be fun, guys. I mean, we're doing our 300th episode.
You guys got to come out.
A little Pod War tournament going on, which
yeah,
starting
it's going
to
be awesome. And we got some
interwebs.
Really awesome. We got some awesome podcasts involved, and we opened it up to the Pod Mafia, the Pod Sphere. People should come out and just be part of this. It's going to be fun. If anything, it's a
and Colonial
it's a meetup,
Lanes
man.
Is rad. Come hang out at Colonial Lanes if that. You've been there. I love going there.
I
it's,
love it, man. It's
classic.
Got, it's just got
it's old school. The bar is rad.
Dude.
It's yeah, man.
No, it's going to be a ton of fun, and you guys should come out. And you should also continue to listen to The Earful. And again, Ty and
please.
I thank you for tuning in and listening to all of these. And we hope that you're liking the music. And again, if you think we should be listening to things, you'll throw us a bone, man. Talk to us on the
Let
Facebook group.
Let us know
group.
What you think. Yeah.
Reach out to us personally. Don't come to our houses or anything. That's weird.
I got a big guard dog.
He's got a big old dog who's actually sitting next to us snoozing. But it's been a good episode. We got to do what we typically do. We got to eeny, meeny, miny, moe. And... All right, buddy. It's been a good episode, man.
Yes,
thank
sir.
You.
Thank you.
And make sure you all tune in for further Earful episodes. Outside. All right, buddies. All right, later. We communicate our problems.
I cut it short when we're insecure. You know what gets under my skin. I suffer in the cold this summer. What? You're pulling me in. You're pulling me under. If I could swim, would you get in the water? Your love for me, crush on me, but then you're rough with me. Crawl on me, fall on me. You're pulling me in. You're pulling me under. You ain't the name.
We hope you enjoyed the music.
Thank you.